News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Congress leader Sachin Pilot on Tuesday said he has not demanded any post from the party, but warns that there is no vendetta politics against the MLAs who stood by him. Pilot said this as he returned to Jaipur nearly a month after he rebelled against Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot. The former state Congress chief also hoped that the three-member committee constituted by the party high command to look into the issues will start its work soon. On Monday, a meeting between Sachin Pilot and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi had signaled an amicable resolution of nearly a month-long Rajasthan political crisis ahead of the crucial assembly session beginning on August 14. About the meeting, Pilot told reporters, "I did not ask for any position from the party. I told the party not to act against our MLAs in a spirit of malice. There should not be vendetta politics against them, and this has been ensured. Yesterday, Priyanka Gandhi said we are members of a family." Pilot said, "Those who doubted their loyalty will have to face the reality now. Our commitment is 100% for the people of Rajasthan," the former deputy chief minister said. He said differences can be ideological or due to the working style, but there is no space for personal malice, ill feelings and personal confrontation in politics. "I had good relations with all leaders. I have it and it will remain," he stressed. The Congress leader told reporters that he did not make any statement against the party and had gone to discuss issues with the Congress High Command in Delhi. Pilot, however, said he was shocked at statements made against him. "I am sad, shocked and hurt due to the kind of words used against me," Pilot said. Pilot said he did not have personal animosity with anyone. "Be it a leader or activist, we have accountability, and if we lack it, then to outline it does not mean it is against the party. It is not illegal. Where does it fall under sedition?" he asked. The Income Tax Department conducted raids against some Chinese individuals and their local associates for allegedly indulging in a money laundering racket involving rupees 1,000 crore using shell or dubious firms, the Central Board of Direct Taxes said on Tuesday. It said the subsidiary of Chinese company and its related concerns have taken over rupees 100 crore bogus advances from shell entities for opening businesses of retail showrooms in India. The CBDT, which frames policy for the tax department, said the searches were launched based on credible inputs that a few Chinese individuals and their Indian associates were involved in money laundering and hawala transactions through a series of shell entities. Some bank officials were also raided, it said. Search action revealed that at the behest of Chinese individuals, more than 40 bank accounts were created in various dummy entities entering into credits of more than rupees 1,000 crore over the period, it said in a statement, without identifying the entities involved. Incriminating documents of hawala transactions and money laundering with active involvement of bank employees and chartered accountants have been found as a result of the search action, it said. Evidence of foreign hawala transactions involving Hong Kong and US dollars have also been unearthed, the CBDT said. Sushant Singh Rajput's father, KK Singh, on Tuesday told the Supreme Court that Mumbai police summoned everyone except the real suspects or accused in the case of his son's death and argued that the mark seen on the actor's neck could be of a belt. Senior advocate Vikas Singh, representing Sushant's father, contended before Justice Hrishikesh Roy that the family has no faith in the investigation of the Mumbai police and Riya Chakraborty's role should have been investigated, but it was doing something else. Singh told the Apex Court that Sushant's family never saw his body hanging and this creates suspicion. "The larger picture is that my client has lost his son," he said, adding that the Mumbai police did not listen to Sushant's father and took the investigations into a completely different direction. His daughter could enter after the body was reportedly brought down. "Nobody in the family has seen his body hanging," he argued. Singh contended that the consequence of Sushant's exploitation and the criminal breach of trust and cheating all happened at Patna. And Joe Biden named California Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate on Tuesday making history by selecting the first black woman to compete on a major party's presidential ticket, and acknowledging the vital role black voters will play in his bid to defeat President Donald Trump. I have the great honor to announce that I've picked Kamala Harris, a fearless fighter for the little guy and one of the country's finest public servants, as my running mate, Biden tweeted. In a text message to supporters, Biden said, "Together with you, we are going to beat Trump." Harris and Biden plan to deliver remarks on Wednesday in Wilmington. In choosing Harris, Biden is embracing a former rival from the Democratic primary, who is familiar with the unique rigor of a national campaign. Harris, a 55-year-old first-term senator, is also one of the party's most prominent figures and quickly became a top contender for the number two spot after her own White House campaign ended. Harris, who is also Indian-American, joins Biden in the 2020 race at a moment of unprecedented national crisis. Apart from the health crisis, business closures and disruptions resulting from the pandemic have caused an economic collapse. Unrest, meanwhile, has emerged across the country as Americans protest racism and police brutality. Trump's uneven handling of the crisis has given Biden an opening, and he enters the fall campaign in strong position against the president. In adding Harris to the ticket, he can point to her relatively centrist record on issues such as health care and her background in law enforcement in the nation's largest state. Harris's record as California Attorney General and District Attorney in San Francisco was heavily scrutinized during the Democratic primary and turned off some liberals and younger black voters who saw her as out of step on issues of systemic racism in the legal system and police brutality. She tried to strike a balance on these issues, declaring herself a progressive prosecutor who backs law enforcement reforms. A broken cable caused severe damage at Puerto Rico's Arecibo Observatory, causing a suspension of operations for one of the world's largest single-dish radio telescopes, officials said on Tuesday. The University of Central Florida, which manages the National Science Foundation facility, said in a statement that a cable that helped support a metal platform broke and caused a 100-foot gash on a reflector dish. The university said 8 panels in the dome also were damaged, and the platform used to access the dome is now twisted. The statement said it was unclear why the cable broke. The cost of the damage wasn't immediately known. Scientists worldwide use the telescope to detect radio emissions emitted by objects such as stars and galaxies. It was featured in the Jodie Foster film Contact and the James Bond movie GoldenEye. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.